8. The rain was dying out and it was nearly dawn. Klejowski lay on the ground while Genevieve and Antonia watched the house of Udolpho burn.
Will it be forever?
No, Genevieve said. It'll remake itself. It's a strange spell. Something old Melmoth whipped up.
Was anyone part of the original family?
I don't know. I think maybe Schedoni. And Dr. Valdemar is a real doctor. Klejowski sat up, and the women turned to him.
Montoni?
Antonia asked. He shook his head.
He thought he was a revolutionist, Antonia explained to the vampire.
I am a revolutionist, he protested.
It'll pass.
But I am.
Another tower toppled into the ruin, gold gleaming for an instant in the first light before a belch of black smoke obscured it. As one section of the house crumbled, another grew like an accelerated plant, walls piling up, windows glassing over, roof beams stretching creakily across the spine. The house of Udolpho was unbeatable.
We can't stay here, Genevieve said. We've got to skirt round the estate, keeping well clear of it. The spell is far-reaching and persistent. Then maybe we can make our way to Britannia.
Will they go on?
Genevieve looked at him. I think so, Alexander. Until old Melmoth finally dies. Then maybe they'll all wake up.
Fools.
We all believe in fairy tales, the vampire said.
Chapter 29.